Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Restore, O Lord, our innocence, protect with thy right hand the church on earth, which through her sins despises thy command. Renew her by thy sacraments, and through these 40 days, may we by this Lent purified, sing always of thy praise. O God, who knows our sorry state, devoid of strength for from every wicked thought, make us live as we should. By fasting, teach us to abstain from vice and fault and sin, that we, denied of worldly joys, may pleasures win. Infuse our minds with heavenly light, that we may see thy ways. Instruct us by thy discipline to please thee all our days. Convert source of our delight. And so, O Lord, who love thy church and seek her growth on earth, give grace to those who through these days desire to find new birth. Increase thy people through this Lent in number, merit, love, that we may, spurning earthly things, seek that which lies above.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened and coals red-hot blazing.
Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love.
A reading from a letter to the Hebrews. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. He freely gave himself up in sacrifice.
He said no word in his own defense.
Let us pray. O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.